Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we're joined by Courtney Cox from Circuit. We're going to be talking about a few upcoming events here in the Castle Country. Courtney, it's always a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Nice to see you again, Aiden.
And you know, it's always fun because there's so many activities coming up and it's hard to keep track of them all, but this is a way to kind of help keep them straight.
Yeah.
And one that I'm kind of excited about because you don't see Ultimate Frisbee being promoted very often. It's kind of a new sport making its way across the nation. But you guys are hosting an Ultimate Frisbee Camp August 5th through the 7th. That seems like it's going to be an exciting event.
Right. So this is actually going to be hosted by Carissa Marsing. She is going to be out on our soccer field August 5th through 7th, like you said. It's for kids ages 7 to 12. Starts at 9 o'clock in the morning, goes till 10:30. There's 45 minutes of instruction and 45 minutes of scrimmage. So if you guys are interested in signing your kids up, you'll want to reach out to Carissa, and you can reach her at 435-671-7390.
You ever have the opportunity to play Ultimate Frisbee?
I have not. It sounds like a good time,
you know,
though.
It's a really good time. You know, my big problem is I can't catch anything. I've got hands of stone, so that Frisbee always throws me into a panic when I see it flying my way.
No pun intended.
Now, also coming up this week, you got International Day. It's always a big hit here. I love the summer months because you get all the city celebrations, all
right.
The county celebrations, and they just come one after another, so there's always something that you can be doing. You guys playing a pretty big part again in International Days, and it kind of gets kicked off with the 5K walk and run, which looks like it is going to be just another good time for the runners.
Right. So that starts at 7:30 p.m. is check-in. The race starts at 8, and the location is the parking lot of the LDS Church near Washington Park. It's $20 per person. There is a group discount after 3 members. There's still plenty of time to pre-register online, although the shirt deadline, I believe, has passed. And you can also sign up at the event itself.
You know, I've said it once and I'll say it again. I love this shift we're seeing in 5Ks to later start times, you know, because you want to have the cool weather. I completely get that. But you also don't want to be waking up at like 5 in the morning to
right.
go run.
Well, but there are some people who are very passionate about that.
They
and
are.
Will.
They will let you know that this is
yes.
this is how you need to be
right.
doing it. And, you know, props to them. They kind of scare me because of their dedication, but they're doing a good job out there.
Yeah, I've never been a runner myself, but, you know, more power to them.
And, you know, you guys are also helping out with the International Days Cornhole Tournament. Cornhole is something that has really taken over in our area in recent years. People love cornhole.
They really do. In fact, we host a cornhole league every year at Circuit as well, and usually that kicks off in January. That's, I think, what we did this year, is got it started then. But, yes, so we'll be at International Days on Friday as well. The Cornhole Tournament check-in starts at 6:30. Play starts at 7. We are limiting to 32 teams. So if you're interested, get a hold of us. We already have people signing up for it, and it fills up pretty quickly.
I believe people, like we said, people love their cornhole. People are going to want to get signed up as quickly as possible for a chance to compete in this. Let's shift gears and move over to North Springs. We talked about it before. It's a hidden gem here in Carbon County. The facility there is just absolutely incredible.
It is. It really is. And we're doing a lot of work on it right now just to, you know, polish the gym, as you called it. But it's a great facility. And they host several events, which people aren't aware of. Classes, including the Concealed Weapons Permit class. We have another one of those that's coming up on August 16th. It's hosted by Garth Franson with Stormbringer Defense. And those classes go from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. once a month. So if you're interested in signing up for a Concealed Weapons Permit class, you can reach out to Garth.
You know, over the last 4 minutes, we've talked about event after event after event. How do you guys do it over at Circuit? What's it look like behind the scenes? Because I'm sure this is something that you guys are so dedicated to.
You know, we start our week off with our Monday morning meeting, we call it, and we go over the next 4 weeks of events. So who do we need to reach out to? What details do we need to coordinate? You know, what setup do we need to do today or tear down? And we kind of plan the rollover of events going from one to the next. And, you know, the girls there, I've got a great crew out there. They are very passionate about everything that they do, whether it's sports or events. And they're pros at this. So, you know, they can line these things up pretty seamlessly. It's very impressive.
And, you know, I don't think I've ever had an unpleasant interaction with anyone at Circuit. These guys love what they do.
They do.
And they love helping the people in the community get out and get recreating. And it's a great environment you guys have curated over at Circuit.
You know, I will tell you, one of the crew out there has made the comment multiple times that she loves being a part of people's some of their biggest memories, you know, or traditions that we create, whether it's the county fair or, you know, the What a Woman Wants Expo, things like that. We just really like being involved in that. And it's very cool whether we're supporting an outside entity's event or we're bringing in one of our own. It's really neat to see people enjoy your labor. You know what I mean? Like enjoy something that was your idea that you put together, and they're coming and having a good time and looking forward to it again next year. That's a really cool feeling.
Yeah, I believe that's got to be one of the best feelings in the world. Now, Courtney, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Oh, you know, we've said it before. There's always something going on in Carbon County, despite rumor that you hear otherwise. So get on carbonrec.com, check it out, look at our Facebook page. You know, we try to keep you up to date that way, and then get on the Carbon County events calendar for not only our events, but other. There's, like I said, always something going on in Carbon County.
Yeah, I couldn't say it better myself. Courtney, always a pleasure to have you here in the studio. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Hayden.
Again, that was Courtney Cox with Circuit. We're talking about upcoming events here in Carbon County. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.